Hello, everyone. I'm George from Ireland. I'm here to say what everybody ought to say, and that is that Sir Ken McCallum must resign as head of MI5. I'm astonished that politicians aren't saying this. Are they afraid of something? If anybody else had screwed up on such a huge scale, a government minister, a civil servant, someone in charge of any public agency or, you know, in any branch of the armed forces, something like that, a chief constable, he or she would be gone. Because it's been found that his organization, MI5, lied repeatedly and deliberately, as three High Court judges concluded. So he's Director General of MI5, been there for 5 years already. They tend not to serve much more than 5 years these days. So, and indeed, MI5's barrister has apologized unreservedly and saying, the errors that had made had not been deliberate. Well, the court said otherwise. So that's another lie. Goodness. So this goes back to 2022, when the MI5 tried to stop the British Broadcasting Corporation from releasing a story about a Nazi agent who MI5 had. Now, I don't blame his organization for recruiting such unsavory characters. They need to. They don't spy on people they think are harmless. They have to spy on people they think are dangerous. Now, MI5 has extraordinary powers, and with power comes responsibility. They're allowed to do things that should be unlawful for anybody else, like their carve-outs of the Data Protection Act or whatever. So they're allowed to share your data without your permission, things like that. They're allowed to surveil people, and they can get extraordinary permission from the Home Secretary to break into people's houses, to plant cameras, listening devices, to hack into your mobile phone, your computer, things like that, to follow your movements, things we can't class as stalking, harassment, stuff like that. There are exemptions for various anti-corruption acts of Parliament, so they're allowed to make payments to their agents, which we count as bribery if anybody else did it. So because they have these exceptional powers, it requires all the more accountability to make sure that they use them for the proper purpose. Now, I'd like to believe that everybody joins that organization, actuated by the noblest of motives to serve the public, to keep the public safe. And presumably most of them do that. But there've got to be a few bad eggs. So we must have great vigilance over them to see that they do not abuse their powers. And we know that they have been, because if you were a control freak, if you were a nosy Parker, this would be the ideal organization to join. And you could misuse your powers for out of personal vendettas, or just because you get a thrill out of controlling people and oppressing people. We've got to be very careful that it doesn't turn into a weapon of political oppression for the establishment. And so that's why we have to superintend them. Quis custodiat custodes ipsos? That is the perennial question. So it's all about X, the man known as X, who was an agent of MI5. And I value enormously the work that MI5 does. It is vital. I mean, literally, they save lives every single day. So they prevent bombs going off. They prevent people getting shot, things like that. And Sir Ken presumably did very worthwhile work in the late 90s as an Irishman, particularly ingratiated to him for helping to bring peace in Northern Ireland, defeat terrorist organizations there. And obviously the threats are still faced, the dissident Republicans who would have the troubles going on right now if they could. So that's why they have these extraordinary powers. Got to remind ourselves of that. But then they've got to tell the truth about what they're doing. And I know they can't tell the general public. These things are confidential because these operations are terribly secret. It would expose agents to great danger, just impossible to do their work. All right. But they are allowed to tell specially vetted judges. And they haven't. And lying under oath is perjury. That's a particular crime. Lying, generally speaking, is not criminous. But in this situation, it is. They have to swear this oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So there, our agent was a loathsome character who attacked his girlfriend with a machete. Wow. Wow. That doesn't automatically make it wrong to use him, because he might have crucial information which helps them to protect the public. And in these very difficult decisions they have to make, we let this man continue his activities unimpeded, and he's something that endangers the public. But if we get the police to arrest him, because MI5 can't arrest people themselves, then is that even more dangerous, because we lose a very important source inside whatever, a terrorist organization or something like that. But they do at least have to tell the truth about what's happening. So there could be a contempt of court action against them, because this woman, Beth, she was subjected to this brutal attack, and MI5 wouldn't confirm or deny whether this guy was their agent. But there were lies that they had told. OK, so their lies are not isolated a few but pervade their entire testimony. Now, Sir Ken McCallum may have not made these misstatements himself, but you know, he's ultimately responsible. Someone's got to carry the can. There are 5,000 people under him, and obviously he can't be held accountable for every tiny little thing. If someone spills a cup of tea or something's a minute late or whatever, or trifling errors, but we're not talking about sixpenny matters. This is really important, and this goes back several years. One of the most high-profile things that they've been dealing with. So it is his role to supervise his subordinates. He is responsible. That's what being head of any organization is. And therefore, surely he should carry the can for it. So the Director General himself has said via the Attorney General, Sir James Edie KC, or representing the Attorney General, that this is very serious. So they recognize that himself. Now, supposedly, Sir Ken McCallum, he told the Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, as soon as he realised what the situation was. Remember, the Home Secretary, she's the one who's got this as her responsibility. I mean, possibly, should she resign as well? I'm not sure. What did she know and when did she know it? So, you know, the Prime Minister appoints the Director General of MI5 and can remove him or her. So what a disgrace. We've got to know that people, they're exercising their powers properly, lawfully, and so on, telling the truth of the courts. There has to be some judicial oversight. Otherwise, these securocrats will rule over us. We've got no idea what they're doing. There's excessive state secrecy. They could misuse their powers for improper purposes to push their political agenda or whatever, to take down whoever. Is an obvious telegram situation. I don't know if that's true or not. The old story about in 1924, when MI5 supposedly leaked this telegram from Georgi Zinoviev, the head of Communist International, saying, oh yeah, it's good to have a Labour government electing the United Kingdom because that will cause communist revolution. And so for a century, the debate has raged. Was it a hoax by conservative inclined MI5 officers to try and scupper the first short-lived Labour government? It looks like there was a bit of a genuine document because they knew there's a house style of Comintern with maybe some insertions and stuff like that. You know, then the people say it was a deep state. You have to support one of the cartel or parties to be in there. You've got to be Labour, Conservative, Liberal, Democrat. Not much difference between the different parties. Or if it's a Reform UK government, they try to destroy them. If it was like a Green Party government, they try to destroy them. I don't know that that's true. But we need to know that they're performing their duties in an impartial manner. And then they're not misusing their powers. And yes, they're going to have to recruit some shady characters because these are the sort of people who will be inside the dangerous organizations they need to penetrate. But they need to tell the truth about what they're doing. And this guy, no action was taken against him for having attacked someone with a machete. Having said that, how do we know that if that's not proven in court? So they really tried to suppress this story by the BBC. Like all intelligence agencies, they've got journalists will be teacher's pet and they'll feed them juicy stories because they want whatever coverage, and then trying to prevent things being published by D-notices. So that's it. Sir Ken McCallum, nerdy guy. What would you expect? Someone with a maths degree and was very involved in digital. So, okay, maybe he's done some sterling work. And I know there's never going to be perfection in 5,000 people. Of course, things are going to go wrong occasionally. You can't prevent every attack. There's no such thing as absolute security. And this is not the case of an attack happening. But we know that they've broken the law in a very grave manner. And if this is what we know about, what else is going on that we don't know about? So surely he's got to resign. And it's worrying that nobody else is saying this. He works for me and all the other taxpayers. Okay, so he's got to be telling the truth to the judges. I know they can't inform the public about all these things that are going on, but they lie to them under oath. And that is a crime in itself. People are being sent to prison for perjury. And he is answerable for that. And if it wasn't his fault, well, then he should have known what was going on. In that sense, it's a dereliction of duty. This is like gross negligence. So there's that principle of law that, you know, you are responsible for the actions of your subordinates. You should prevent this going on. This has been going for a long time. This whole case dates back over 3 years. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. And make sure we hold the security services to account. They are our servants and not our masters.